wants all the attention. You call them feisty britches.
No, it's kind of like what I know as smarty pants, I guess.
Yes.
Would you use that term too?
Yeah, but you use feisty britches with little kids that want too much attention.
That's interesting. That's a good term. You know, boys playing with the dog that like to bite. Inevitably, what might happen is if the dog was...
trained to bite? Is that what you...
Well, but if the boy playing with him, inevitably he was... Well, a boy playing with a dog that likes to bite, what would probably happen to him?
He'd get bit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And later on you might say that boy got...
bit by the dog.
And talking to another child, you might say, now listen, you better watch out or you'll get...
bit.
Continuing, you might say, that dog will...
bite you.
Or bite just anyone. Yesterday he...
bit.
The mailman. And after he got bit, the mailman had to go to the doctor. Okay, in a herd of cattle, what would the male be called?
The burro.
And are there any terms that might have been used, sort of polite terms instead of the word bull?
Yes. My father never used the term bull. He always used the term male.
Mm-hmm. And what do you, perhaps particularly, use that term around women?
That's what he did use it. You never heard him use that other term.
Mm-hmm. But the kind that you would keep for milk would not be the bull, it would be the
cow.
Mm-hmm. Now, you use mules, I think you said.
We did, on the farm. Mm-hmm.
It would take how many of them to make up a team?
Well, usually two.
Mm-hmm. And so if you had four of them, you'd have two.
You'd have a double team.
Now, two might be called something special. You might say, I've got a...
span of mules.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And two of those, four together, would be two...
spans.
Did you ever use oxen much?
No. They'd just be a novelty.
Mm-hmm. Now, when the cow is first born, you call it a...
calf.
And if it's female, it's a...
female calf.
And then it gets a little bigger, you call it a...
heifer.
Mm-hmm. And the male one is, when it's young, is called a...
burro.
Now, you got a cow named Daisy. It might say, if Daisy's expecting, you'd say, Daisy's going to...
have a calf.
Any other terms that you could use for that? Or might have used earlier?
Not that I know of. You just say a cow's going to have a calf.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever say something like, maybe she's going to drop a calf?
Yes.
Find a calf?
Yes.
You know, I wonder if you use the term freshen around here, or come in.
Yes, that's used too.
Now, what do you call the male horse?
A stallion.
Again, are there any sort of special terms that would have been used?
Stud. But that's usually for very fine horses. I reckon.
Okay, riding animals generally are called you don't differentiate sex, you just call them all...
horses.
The female would be a...
mare.
While the male or female, you'd still call it just a...
horse.
Now, if you didn't know how to ride, you might say something like, well, I have never...
ridden.
But if other people do, you might say everyone around here likes to...
ride.
In fact, last year my friend...
rode.
If you couldn't stay on, you'd end up later saying probably, I fell...
off.
You say a little child went to sleep in bed and found himself on the floor in the morning, he'd say, gee, I must have...
fell off.
Now, what do you call the things you put on a horse's feet to protect...
shoes.
Them?